Steve Cochran is live in Naperville.
Seriously?
On the WGN Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate on 720 WGN.
Who's going to make it? We'll find out in the long run. WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Egg Harbor Cafe, presented in part by Allstate agent Adriana Hartman, who we'll meet in just a second. Before that, I have been presented by a friend of mine a list of the military charities that Trump's $6 million that he raised last night are going to go to. Here are a few of them. American Hero Adventures, the Disabled American Vets, the Fisher House, which takes care of, in particular, soldiers who suffer burns on the field, or in the field of combat. Homes for Our Troops, Hope for the Warriors, Canine for Warriors, that, you know, are dogs that have been in combat and training.
Right,
for dogs.
Right. Therapy dogs.
Yeah, therapy dogs. Liberty House. The Liberty House in Manchester, New Hampshire, and for, I don't know, the last 10 years, it's been providing a safe, supportive, substance-free housing community for American vets. So if somebody comes home and they're suffering with PTSD and they have an addiction problem, they can get treatment there. The Navy SEAL Foundation, Partners for Patriots, Racing for Heroes, which is a diversion sort of activity.
Yeah.
Task Force Dagger Foundation, the Green Beret Foundation, Veterans for Airlift Command, and Warriors for Freedom. That's not the entire list. There's 21 in all. So if there's $6 million that will be dispersed and 100% goes to these organizations, they're each going to get about $280,000 and change.
Which is good.
That's good.
Hopefully every single penny will go to those organizations too.
Yeah, well, you know, it has to. I don't want to hear about administrative costs or 50% are going to the cause. It's 8:42. Whenever we do the Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate, we get a chance to meet and spend a little time with a local Allstate agent. Today, that's Adriana Hartman. Good morning, Adriana. How are you?
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you. We talked the other day, and you had to get your kids to school before you came over. Everything okay?
That's right. All good.
All good. All right. Tell me a little bit about your agency.
Well, I have an agency in Aurora. We are on Yola Road and Indian Trail. I have been there for 10 years. And I really enjoy my job. I really am passionate about helping my customers, not just selling them insurance, but understanding their needs, understanding who they are, and building relationships.
So if somebody calls you and they've had an accident or they have something going on with the house, you seem like a very nice person. Do you actually go over and do all the cleanup on your own? I'm Adriana. I'll be right there.
Not really, but we always make sure they're safe and they're fine. That's the main concern because cars and houses, they can be fixed.
Sure.
People is our main concern.
What's the main thing we ought to be concerned about right now going in the late winter and early spring?
Well, first of all, be careful. We have a couple of tips for all the listeners. The first one is Allstate has a new app. It's free. It's for customers and not customers. It has very useful features. So if you have an accident, you're always connected to roadside assistance. Also,
it's a big deal, sure.
Yeah. And then even if you're not a customer, also it has a step, step-by-step guide what to do in an accident. Most of us know what to do or have been told what to do, but at the moment an accident happens, you forget. So you have all the steps there. You can take pictures, so it's very helpful. Also, for customers, you have your ID cards, you have how to pay, you can pay from your phone.
Oh, really?
And there's also something that I found very useful, a parking reminder. So if you're somewhere you're not going to remember where you parked, you can mark it on our app.
There you go.
That's very
You know, funny. I actually buy four or five new cars a year because I forget where I put them when I park.
That I believe.
That's funny. And you know what? There's another thing that I really liked. Depending on where you are, it's going to give you all the gas prices around you.
Ah.
So you can make a smart decision on your shopping.
Well, that's good, too, because we know the prices aren't going to go up again.
My mom has that same app. She calls me and says, hey, where's the cheapest gas prices? So that's
you're
great
the app.
For her. I am the app.
Oh,
yeah,
you're the
so I'm going to put that on her
phone. Get
that's
on
great.
Her phone, so you don't have to be the
that's
app
very
anymore.
Cool.
What got you interested in Allstate?
Well, you know what? I've always liked to help people, and I know everybody needs insurance. So I'm being the person that I am. I make sure they get what they need, not what we want to sell. And also I have noticed when there's an accident, it makes a huge difference how you treat them. Mm-hmm. That you're really concerned about them.
Sure.
What's best for them, how to help them.
Sure.
So putting my heart in my job is what I like. And that's why I've been there for 10 years, and I hope to be there for many more.
One of the things I like about Allstate is they're very proactive in bringing new agents into the business. So if somebody's listening and they go, yeah, but it's got to be tough. You start the business. How long does it take to really get up and running?
Well, it takes a long. It depends on your budget and then the many hours that you're willing to put in.
Yeah.
But if you really want to do this for the rest of your life, this is a very nice career to have. If you enjoy talking to people, building relationships, it's awesome.
And a lot of it's word of mouth, right?
Yes.
I like what Adriana does for me. I tell a friend, and then suddenly they want you as the agent as well.
Yes. A lot of his referrals, word of mouth, and then when they know you and they like you, it's very easy for them to refer.
And your agency, which I think is great, is bilingual, too. So you really reach out to the Spanish-speaking community.
That is correct. I'm originally from Colombia, South America, and then I speak the language. So it's very nice because a lot of Hispanics would rather speak our own language. But, I mean, we're bilingual, so we can do all in the office.
See, I'm really embarrassed. I heard that accent. I thought it was Tim Lee Park.
No?
Not as much? Not so much? Well, congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break for traffic, and then I want you to introduce your friend here in just a second, because one of the things you do as an agency is help out with organizations that need help, and this is one you've been involved with for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. And stand by for that. One moment. First, let's do traffic. We are here live at Egg Harbor Cafe. It's right on Jackson, downtown Naperville. And if we can come out, Bill and Wendy will be on at 10 this morning as well. We're talking with Adriana Hartman, and her Allstate agency is, if you know the Aurora area, it's right on the old across from the Stonebridge development. And business is good, I hope. Nope, get a little button there. All right, now we're good. Business is good?
Yes, it is. It's been a good last many years.
Good. Now, who's your friend here?
My friend here is Sarah Presley. She is coming here from Feed My Starving Children. This is a non-for-profit organization that I have personally worked and volunteered with for the past 5 years. I think what they do is awesome. I'm going to let her present what they do, but I just want to all the listeners to know that every time I go, I leave with a great feeling that I've did something really good.
That's nice.
That my little time there is making a great impact. So that's what I've been doing it with my family for 5 years. And then this year I started doing it with the office.
Great thing to teach your kids and your employees.
Yes.
And yeah, that's
right. I just want to mention when one of my employees left, he said, actually this was a great deed. So really, people feel it now, but I want Sarah to introduce what they do.
Sarah Presley, Feed My Starving Children. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So explain what you do.
Sure. We are a Christian, not profit food organization, food relief. We take packaged foods to different countries around the world. What we do is have a proprietary mix of vitamins and vegetables and soy for protein and rice. And we have volunteers put those ingredients into bags, and the bags are sealed, put into boxes. The boxes are then sent to our various partners around the globe. Rather than having Feed My Starving Children centers in all of these countries, we partner with different organizations. Once they are our partners, they get the food for free. They do have to pay for shipping, and then they have a couple of things they have to do for us. One is they have to keep track of how they distribute the food, and the second thing is that they have to have 10% of what they get from us give to other organizations around them that can't afford to have the shipping.
It's a great idea. So you're paying it forward.
Right.
You're providing this nutritional box of need in a particularly troubled area, but there's also a responsibility chain that the people that do the distribution have to show that they're getting it done.
And we're also
and in
working
troubled parts of the world, that's a big deal.
Exactly right. We also work on sustainability issues. That's our new initiative where we get organizations within the country to start working together so that they don't have to be dependent forever and ever. That's a big push right now.
Sure. So give me one of the stories you're most proud of.
Wow.
I'm sure it's every day, but give me one you really like.
That is a true story.
Yeah.
We have a little boy in Haiti whose name is Nelson. Nelson was in a small village, and his village didn't really take good care of him, and so he was able to be adopted to an organization called Love a Child. And he went from a three-year-old boy who couldn't walk and couldn't talk by eating our meals and getting the strength back into his muscles and getting the different nutritional needs met. He now walks and talks and goes to school.
Great
and
as
it's
that.
Been about a year.
I'll make
so
you cry.
It's a great story. And we have thousands of stories just like that.
What do you need locally? I mean, obviously cash is a wonderful thing, and we're going to add a little bit here in a second.
Appreciate
thanks to
that.
Adriana. But is a volunteer need out there? I mean, how do people help you?
We have three needs. The first one is that we need the food to go in the bag. 100% volunteer packed. So we need you guys to come to our three sites. We have one in Aurora, one in Schaumburg, and one in Libertyville.
That's great. You got the area covered.
We do. Yeah. And then we do things called mobile packs where we take the food and all of the equipment to a place. And you can look for those on our website. That's fmsc.org. That's our initials, fmsc.org. The second thing we need, and we're not ashamed to ask for it, is we need donations. We use 92% of all the money donated to us to feed starving children. We are a four-star charity navigator organization and have been that for 11 years in a straight row.
So I will tell you, because I have a lot of experience in this particular area, that if you get above 90%, that's an A++++, because you've got to be running your administrative side as thin as it could possibly be. So God bless you for that. That's impressive.
And we owe it all to great leadership, and as a Christian organization, we say we owe it to God.
Well, and Adriana obviously knows what she's doing because she's having fun hanging out with you. So, Adriana, what do you have for your friends at Feed My Starving Children?
Well, I'm very honored to present you a check for $1,000.
Yeah, how about
for Feed My Starving Children. This check is on behalf of the Allstate Foundation and our agency, and we hope it's going to help your great work that you're still doing every day.
Yeah, and that money means a lot, right?
$80 feeds a kid for a year. An entire year, 365 days. And so $1,000 will feed 12 kids for more than a year.
How about that?
That's awesome. And I also want to announce that we're going to organize through the agency a packing session with customers and friends of the agency.
That's great.
So we're going to advertise that on Facebook.
Oh, that's great. That's a really big deal. Make sure, Kev, that we have that, and we'll publicize it too when you have that data.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Adriana.
Nice.
You're welcome anytime. And thanks to the Allstate folks as well. And Adriana's Allstate agency. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can call us, 630-851-9900. Send us an email, ahartman@allstate.com, or visit us on the website looking for my name under Allstate agencies, Adriana Hartman, or Facebook.
And it's fmsc.org for feedmystarvingchildren.org.